there is more disinformation out about Common Core than you can shake a stick at. Common Core only did two things. It set standards for math and for communication arts. This is what a child needs to know and be able to do. Where Common Core got in trouble wasn't on the standards. I had some very angry people in my face arguing against Common Core. They never talked about Algebra 1. They talked about political influence, the emotion, the veins standing out on people's necks emotion were always about that damn federal government.
So 1993 Outstanding Schools Act, also where the transfer law came from. Did anybody really pay much attention at that time to what it might mean?
No, they absolutely did not. Everybody, professional staff at the department here, state board, to the extent they even were aware of it, and the legislature, nobody thought that it would ever come to pass, that we would ever have to do that. The answer is they were wrong.
And it's really been something that's preoccupied your board for the last at least 2 years, probably more than that.
There's a lot of things wrong with the transfer law. As a philosophy of education management, what I absolutely object to is it affects exactly two districts in the state. It takes our attention away from the really good work, but about 495 of the districts in the state are doing. There are far better solutions than transfer ever would be for districts that are in trouble.
So you say there are far better solutions. What are they, and why hasn't the board put them into place?
Because the board doesn't have the authority to do it. The transfer law is it's law, not rule. Where we can make rules that will change the way things are done, but we cannot change the law. We can't say our rule overrides the law of the legislature. It'd be thrown out. Would it be better if, in the short run, not in the long run, never ever, but if there were a benevolent dictator that could come in as a leader, if we could find that right person, and he, she, had the authority to remake the structure of a Normandy, then things could change. Would it change overnight? The answer is no, because you have to be sensitive to what's going on in the community is the school, or the school is the community. But it is a messy process that we, of necessity, of law, have to go through today.
So the big initiative in this building is Top 10 by 20, and here we are in 2015. Is Missouri going to be in the top 10 of states educationally by the year 2020?
In some subject areas, we're already there. Will we be able to get there in all subject levels into that rare atmosphere? We ought to work very hard to get there. It'll be very hard to do. But it is the striving that makes the difference, not the score.